Going after the dragon. Although, up until now, Playful the Ant had been like a burden to Johnny, he had changed just in time. He was determined to go all the way to the end. Finally, he became useful for Johnny. Along the road, they sang happily, cited verses from the Bible, and prepared for their encounter with the dragon. They were passing through a very strange land. All around were thorns. No birds were flying anywhere. Once in a while, spiders appeared by the road, but even they hurried back to their hiding place when they saw them. The air carried an ugly smell. It was truly an enchanted land. Our two heroes began to feel very strange. Such a dislike came over them that they had to wonder about it themselves. And so they encouraged each other and reminded each other of the story about how little David overcame huge Goliath. With that, they came to the edge of a deep crack. It was covered with a grate and looked like a huge cage. Johnny started to investigate it. His attention was caught by the biggest hinges he had ever seen. They were attached to the grate by a guy rope and carried a massive iron door, which was now opened. Yet, there was no doubt that once shut, they would take someone captive in the deep crack. But now they didn't see anybody inside. Above the other side of the deep crack stood a hill, and on it they saw the dragon for the first time. They looked over him from a distance and tried to guess how big he could be. "He is a gargoyle, but I imagined he would be even bigger than he is." Playful summed it up and recalled how they were talking about him at bedtime with the other animals in the enchanted forest. In their imaginations, the dragon gained giant proportions. Johnny and the ant realised that the only way to the dragon was through the huge, deep crack. But who wanted to go down into this pit, and exactly how would they get there? Then Johnny had a great idea. "The rubber band! The one which Christina gave me. It could help." They looked into the crack and tested the band to see if it would reach the bottom. It became evident that it was too short and they would be stuck hanging above the ground. Had they come on such a long journey only to give up? After so many fights? After so many victories? Johnny and Playful had no other chance left than to take a courageous step of faith. So they tightly fastened the band at the root of a tree that lurked at the foot of the slope, held tightly to the other end, and both threw themselves down. Walnut felt like Peter, the disciple who faced the rough waves during the storm. Peter had walked with faith, not looking at the scary waves, but fixed his eyes on Jesus. "It is like bungee jumping," the ant called out, laughing. "I never thought I would try it," he yelled to Johnny as they flew down into the deep crack. It was really deep. They weren't sure if the rubber band was unusual or if God had performed a miracle, but the result was worth it. It stretched so much that it reached the bottom. As soon as Johnny and Playful felt the ground under their feet, they both dropped the rubber. The band backed off with a buzz and wound around the root of the tree. They found themselves at the bottom of the crack.